the Roaring Red Lion presents Furlough Fun. Monday night, 7:30, and Gilmore brings you cash awards for you listeners. Spike Jones and his city slickers, George Riley, and our gorgeous, curvaceous Earl Carroll beauty, your Gilmore gal, Pearl Wallace.
Thank you. You people are really wonderful. And it's so grand to see so many good-looking servicemen for our guests tonight. I bet I'm the envy of every girl in town. And now we've got a swell number from a swell gang. Spike Jones and his Gilmore Service Station Slickers play "I'm the Greatest Man in Siam."
Look this wide world over, you can search both land and sea, but you'll never find another man like me. If you listen to my story, I will tell you who I am. I'm the greatest man in Siam, yes I am. I'm the greatest man in Siam, yes I am. There's no greater man in Siam than I am. Oh, when I go walking by, the women all give me the eye. I'm the greatest man in Siam, yes I am.
Oh, no you ain't.
Oh, yes I am.
Oh, no you ain't.
Oh, yes I am. I'm the greatest man in Siam, yes I am. I've got 16 double chins, I'm father of the Siamese twins. I'm the greatest man in Siam, yes I am.
I'm the fastest man in Siam, I am. There ain't no faster man in Siam than I am. Well, lightning don't scare me a bit, cause I can dodge before I'm hit. I'm the fastest man in Siam, yes I am.
Oh, no, you ain't.
Oh, yes I am.
Oh, no, you ain't.
Oh, yes I am. I'm the fastest man in Siam, yes I am. When I called on my sweetheart, I get there sometimes before I start. I'm the fastest man in Siam, yes I am.
I'm the richest man in Siam. Yes, I am. There's no richer man in Siam than I am. I wear diamonds on my nose and platinum toenails on my toes. I'm the richest man in Siam. Yes, I am.
Oh, no, you ain't.
Oh, yes, I am.
Oh, no, you ain't.
What's happening? I'm the richest man in Siam. Yes, I am. I've got castles filled with gold and wine that's 99 years old. I'm the richest man in Siam. Yes, I am.
Spike, you're terrific as usual. And speaking of things that are top, just listen to what Spike and the boys in the back room have to say.
Don't use just any old gasoline in your machine, cause it might make your motor sound like this. Red Lion gas you prefer, because it makes your motor purr like this.
Swell going, Spike. And now we open our cash drawer to the servicemen. Yes, our Gilmore gal, Burl Wallace, is bringing to the microphone three members of the armed forces. Now, Burl, who have you got?
First, we have a member of that famous fighting outfit which celebrates its 167th anniversary tomorrow. Sergeant Grant J. Powers of the United States Marines. What is your hometown, Sergeant?
Auburn, Maine.
And your age?
43 years.
Well, you don't look 43 years.
Well, the Marine Corps just took 20 pounds and turned 20 pounds off me and gave me a suntan and retreaded me.
How did you happen to join the Marines?
Well, I was in the Marines in the last war. I served with the 5th Regiment in France, and once a Marine, always a Marine.
Did you retain your rank from the last war?
No, I started again as a private.
Well, how did you happen to do that?
Well, I found I was colorblind.
Didn't you know you were colorblind?
Well, I'm an artist. I've been working with colors for 20 years, but...
You didn't know you were colorblind. Well, tell me, Sergeant, what did you paint?
Magazine covers and illustrations and so forth.
Did you ever paint any beautiful girls?
Oh, lots of them.
Well, Sergeant, that's what made you colorblind. Next on board is a sailor, and I'm going to let him speak for himself.
Well, my name is Robert Cole. I'm from Texarkana, Texas. My age is 18 years.
How long have you been in the service?
4 months.
How do you like it?
It's swell.
Tell me, what did you do before you joined the Navy?
I was in the optical business.
You were? What do you think of my eyes? Do I need glasses?
No, they're beautiful.
Oh. Well, yours are pretty, too. Tell me, are the girls in Hollywood as pretty as the girls in Texas?
A lot prettier. But I hadn't better go home.
Robert, have you got a girl?
Yes.
Where is she now?
Long Beach.
Do you suppose she's listening in?
Oh, yes. I call her up before I went on the air.
Well, what'd she say to you?
She said, I better win that $20 if I want to take her out.
Well, I hope you do. Next is a Marine. Would you mind telling us your name?
My name is Billy Rapon.
Where are you from, Billy?
I'm from Louisiana, down around the Cajun country.
Oh, how old are you, Billy?
I'm 18.
You're of French descent, aren't you?
Yeah, I know.
How long have you been a Marine?
Well, I'm a boot. I've just been in a Marine about 7 months.
How do you like it?
The Marine Corps is about the swellest military organization in the world. You know, all the rest of the service is pretty good, too.
You bet you like it. Tell me, have you got a girl?
Yeah, I got a girl, but this Air Corps moved in while I was away, but... Wait. You wait till this war is over. I'm going to move them right out again.
I know you will. Now, boys, Vern Smith is holding a $20 bill and two $5 bills. I'm going to ask a question that requires a mathematical answer. And whichever one of you comes closest to the right answer will win the $20. And the other two will each get $5. Now for the question. What is the official world's record for the men's one-mile swim freestyle? First is Sergeant Powers. Say something.
20 minutes.
Next is Sailor Robert Cole.
35 minutes.
Next is the Private Bill Rapon.
Let's see, 15 minutes.
15 minutes. Vern, who's the winner?
Well, Earl, the correct answer is 20 minutes, 57, and 8/10 seconds, so the prize of $20 goes to Sergeant Grant Powers, who said 20 minutes.
Oh, congratulations. Sergeant Powers, will you tell me what you're going to do with that $20?
Have a good time with Bobby here.
Oh, you're wonderful. I know you both will.
Thank you very much.
Now we'd like to do some more strictly cash business with you listeners. Burl, will you select a card and we'll see what we buy this time.
Here you are.
Okay, fine. Now let's see. We have here this card was registered at the station of Gilmore Independent Dealer C.I. Hubbard of San Francisco, and it's the card of F.S. Duncan of 1449 10th Avenue, San Francisco. And Mr. Duncan wants to sell us something that... That's very valuable these days, Burl. An old golf ball. What do you think we should pay?
Well, I suppose a golfer by the name of Duncan would be stuck.
Yeah, that's right.
He's a pretty particular golfer, and after using that golf ball for 36 holes, well, it would be pretty old.
That's an idea. Now, Burl, in 2 rounds of golf, I'd guess that Mr. Duncan would drive that ball over...
Oh, I'd say about 26 times.
That's good enough. So, Mr. Duncan, we'll pay $26 for your old golf ball, and our best wishes to you, too.
Now, here's a boy wearing the uniform of the United States Army. Will you tell us your name and where you're from?
Sergeant Albert Hirsch of Wichita Falls, Texas.
Sergeant, how long have you... since you've been home?
Oh, about 6 months.
Well, we have a surprise for you. Tonight, Furlough Fund would like to help you do your Christmas shopping a little early. And we think that one of the nicest presents a serviceman can send to one of his family or friends is a recording of his voice. So we're going to make a special recording right now, not only of your voice, but of Spike Jones' next number. And we want you to dedicate Spike's number to whomever you want.
May I meet Spike, too?
You sure can. Here he is, right here. Spike, meet Al Hirsch.
How are you, sir?
Well, Al, our number is going to be Come Josephine in My Flying Machine, and it features Del Porter on the vocal.
Who do you want us to dedicate Josephine to?
To the sweetest girl in the world, my wife, Jodell.
Oh, Sergeant, that's grand, and I know how much this recording will mean to Jo. Anytime she feels lonely, she can play it and hear your voice. We'll airmail it to her right after the show tonight. Now, ready, everybody. Engineer, start cutting the record in 3 seconds.
Dear honey, I miss you terribly, and I can't wait to get home to see you. I go to sleep with your picture in front of me every night. I know you can hear me. I just wish I could hear you. Good night, dear, and remember, I always love you.
Come, Josephine, in my flying machine, going up she goes, up she goes. Balance yourself like a bird on a beam in the air. She goes, there she goes, up, up, a little bit higher. Oh my, the moon is on fire. Come, Josephine, in my flying machine, going up all on goodbye.
Say, don't you know you'll never get Josephine with that old jive of 1917? Why, man, if you want a hug and a kiss, you're going to have to sing it to her just like this. I'm gone, Josephine, in my great big B-19 for my Uncle Sam. Oh, yes, 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 I am. I'm going to fight for you. And the red and the white and the blue, you can count on me. Oh, yes, 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 sirree. I'll fly in any direction for my country's protection. I'm gone, Josephine, in my great big B-19. Fare thee well, don't cry. Bye-bye.
Honey, write often because I love you so much.
Thank you, Sergeant Al Hirsch. That recording will be on its way tonight. And now that we've had music and prizes, we bring you a grand chap. It's our own red-headed Gilmore guy, George Riley.
Thank you, Burl Wallace, and hello, everybody. Well, here I am back for the second week of the Gilmore Show. After all, everybody can't work at Lockheed. Oh, but I had a lot of fun, and last week after the show, the sponsor was very nice to me, really was. He told me, he said, Riley, he said, you should go places. He even named one place. Oh, but I had a very nice weekend. I went to a football game Saturday in my car. Car. That's a 1942 word, meaning remember. When I got there, I parked in one of those old gold parking lots. You know the kind. When you come back to get your car, you find out something new has been added. The attendant was very nice, though. He noticed that my fender had a little dent in it, so he took it out with a brand new Cadillac. An army officer watched him park cars for about 10 minutes, and he walked over and made him a commando. Well, I wish my mother-in-law would stop writing my material. At the game, I gave my ticket to an usher. He was one of those guys who will dust your seat off with a feather duster for a quarter. I gave him a dime, so he handed me a damp rag and a can of Johnson's Wax. Someone was sitting in my seat, so I walked up to him. I said, if I'm not mistaken, you're sitting in my seat. When he stood up, he was about 6'4", so I was mistaken. You know, Rita Hayworth was sitting right in front of me. Boy, you should have seen the crowd watching every play that was made. And then the game started. But anyway, you know, I watched the game through my field glasses, but there was a fly on one lens. All during the first half, I thought that Superman was playing for both sides. I bought a hot dog, and the guy who sells them had to pass him down a long line of seats. I took one look at it, and I hollered, hey, where's the mustard? He said, 8 guys over on his necktie. After the game, the exits were jammed. Boy, we were packed in like sardines. Well, one guy started out wearing spectacles, but when he got to the bottom of the steps, all he had left was a glassy stare. I met two soldiers. They give me a ride in a Jeep. Of course, you know what a Jeep is. That's a P-38 without wings. But they were swell guys. One guy watches the left-hand sidewalk while we're driving, and the other watches the right one. And anything in between has to jump. There was a cop on one corner until we came by. But right after that, we had a real accident. We were behind a woman driver, and she stuck out her hand to make a left-hand turn, and she did. She got out of her car, and she came over, and she said, "What's the matter with you fellas? You blind?" I said, "Blind, nothing. We hit you, didn't we?" You know, I enjoyed the ride, though, and I like that 45-mile speed limit. Now you can see who you're running over. We knocked one little guy down. As we ran over him, I hollered, "Hey, look out." He said, "What's the matter? You coming back?" You know that white line down the middle of the road? You know what that is? That was good humor men we knocked over. I got talking to the driver, and I asked him, I said, "How many speeds has a Jeep got?" He said, "3, blondes, brunettes, and redheads." I asked him, I said, "How fast can these Jeeps go?" He said, "75. I said, "75? He says, "Yeah." He said, "40 straight ahead and 30 up and down." All of a sudden, it got kind of dark, so I told him, I said, "We must be going through a tunnel." He said, "Don't be silly. We're under a truck." You know, everything was all right till we came to a corner, and it was a beautiful blonde fixing her garter. It was the first time I ever took a peep from a Jeep. Oh, we had a lot of fun, though. We were driving along, and about every 5 minutes, the Jeep would jump about 3 feet in the air. A cop came over and said, "What's the idea of making a Jeep jump in the air like that?" The soldier says, "I can't help it. I've got the hiccups." After the cop left, the soldier decided to get some gas, so they drove into a Gilmore gas station. The driver said, "Give me a quart of gas, a pint of oil, and a cup of water." The attendant says, "A quart of gas, a pint of oil, and a cup of water." He says, "Stick around a minute, and I'll sneeze and you're tired."
Thanks, George.
And remember the musical advice of Spike and the Boys.
Low, gently, sweet Gilmore, that good gasoline. More pep and more power in any machine. More miles to the gallon when you're traveling. Use Gilmore Red Lion, your motor will sing without a knock.
And now here's that likable and lookable Gilmore gal again. And Burl, who are your friends?
I've got 3 more grand-looking boys on furlough, Vern, and they're after another big cash prize on tonight's furlough fun. First, we have a sailor. Would you tell us your name?
Bud Iper.
What's your real name?
She knew that you wouldn't ask me that question.
Okay, I'll let it go with that. What's your hometown?
Wilmington, California.
And how old are you?
23.
What's your rating?
I'm an aviation metalsmith, 3rd class.
How long have you been in the Navy?
2 weeks.
Oh, that's well. Well, here we have another sailor coming up. He's about the same size and looks almost the same as the other one did. What's your hometown?
Wilmington, California.
And what's your age?
20.
How long have you been in the Navy?
2 weeks.
What's your name?
Robert Iper.
Are you brothers?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, you both enlisted at the same time. You have the same rating, and your brother's wonderful. Do you happen to have the same girl?
No, ma'am. I've been married 11 months today, and he's only been married 2.
Oh, your older brother's been married 2 months. Well, that's wonderful. 2 sailors in the same family.
That's not all. We have 2 brothers in the Army. They're both overseas right now.
Congratulations. That's it. Next, we have a dark-haired, fine-looking staff sergeant of the United States Army. Will you tell us your name, please, and where you're from?
Sergeant Montgomery from Middletown, Ohio.
How old are you, Frank?
25.
You know, I've been intrigued by that little service ribbon over your heart. What does that stand for?
That's the Egyptian campaign.
Do you mean that you've been in action over in Egypt?
Yes, we were on the Alamein front fighting against the Germans.
Well, then you've been chasing... You've been chasing German General Rommel, then, haven't you?
Yeah, we chased Rommel around the desert for quite a few days.
And he's getting it good now. Well, what are you doing here?
Why, I'm instructing out here on the desert, American boys in desert warfare.
Oh, fine. Frank, tell us a little more about the Egyptian campaign. Were you really under actual fire?
Yes, we were. The Germans are good fighters.
Well, tell me, did you ever get hit?
Our tank got hit 14 times one day.
Well, you look wonderful to me, so tell us what kind of a tank you're in.
We're in a General Grant tank.
What do you think of them?
Oh, they're the finest tank on the desert. The British think a lot of them. The Germans are real scared of them.
And they should be. Tell me, did you serve alongside the British soldiers?
We were fought with the British soldiers, the New Zealanders, Zeeks, Indians, South Africans, Australians.
Those British are sure fine fighters.
They are. They're real fighters. They're not afraid of anything. They're sure good fighters.
You bet your life. Have you ever been to Cairo?
We were in Cairo, yes.
What's Cairo like?
It's a nice town.
Well, did you see a lot of place there?
No, they treated us real nice in Cairo.
They did. What do they think of the Americans?
Oh, they think we're tops. They treated us royal.
What do they think of you and in general, I mean?
They think a whole lot of us, and we sort of like them, too.
Did they, you told me that they all thought you were from Chicago. What do they mean by that?
They asked if we were from Chicago. They thought we were all gangsters.
Well, now, Sergeant, I know that you've had a crack at the Germans. I know that you're dying to get a crack at those Japs. Now, here's the question. The nearest answer to which gives one of you boys $20. Oh, don't look so sad. There's $5 for each of you for second and third place. Now, here it is. If you counted $1 million at the rate of $1 per second without stopping, how long would it take? Sailor Bud Ipers first.
Take 1 million seconds.
Robert Ipers.
3 months.
Sergeant Montgomery.
Boy, I say 10.
10 what?
Months.
Ten months. Okay, well, I have the correct answer here, Burl, and it's a fraction over 11 and a half days. So I think probably our prize will go to Sailor Robert Ipers, who guessed 3 months. I think that'd be just about
That's
the closest,
about the closest
here.
Sailor, what are you going to do with that $20?
Oh, I think I'll buy a war bond.
Oh, isn't that marvelous? Now let's see what Spike Jones has for his next City Slicker number tonight.
Well, Burl, it's one of the few symphonic works we've ever attempted. It's a classical Russian number with deep feeling. The theme is immediately characterized by the rich tones of the timpani and then bursts into a sweeping upward surge of melody voiced by the woodwinds.
And now the house lights are dimmed as Spike Jones approaches the podium. And the City Slickers play Hot Chiconia.
That's you.
Ike Jones album. And now our consolation prize for the serviceman whose answer tonight was the farthest away from the correct answer. Sale of Robert Eifer. His brother really was the one that won the $20 a minute ago. Bob, all you have to do to win the $10 is to be a sound effects man. Are you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, as soon as I name something, I want you to imitate that sound. When I name another sound, we want you to change over to that. Well, here we go. A cow mooing. A horse whinnying. A man shivering. A baby crying. A pig squealing. A man laughing. A woman laughing. A dog barking. Oh, it looks like you won that $10, you're grand. Here you are. Well, boys, it looks like that winds up another Gilmore Furlough Fund program till next Monday. This is your Gilmore gal, Beryl Wallace, thanking you all and hoping that the Gilmore Red Lion money our servicemen won tonight will help them enjoy their furloughs. Good night.
Be sure to be with us for more Furlough Fun 1 week from tonight, brought to you by Gilmore Red Lion Gasoline. This is Vern Smith speaking. This is the National Broadcasting Company.